Harper Audio presents Nothing Gold Can Stay. Stories by Ron Rash. Performed by Alexander Sendes, Robert Petkoff, Prentice Onayemi, Christian Baskus, Phoebe Stroll, and Richard Ferrone. Part 1. The Trustee. They had been moving up the road a week without seeing another farmhouse, and the nearest well, at least the nearest the owner would let Sinclair use, was half a mile back. What had been a trustee slough job was now as onerous as swinging a Kaiser blade or shoveling out ditches. As soon as he'd hauled the buckets back to the cage truck, it was time to go again. He asked Vickery if someone could spell him, and the bull guard smiled and said that Sinclair could always strap on a pair of leg irons and grab a handle.
"Bollock just killed a rattlesnake in them weeds yonder," the bull guard said. "I bet he'd square a trade with you."
When Sinclair asked if come morning he could walk ahead to search for another well, Vickery's lips tightened, but he nodded. The next day, Sinclair took the metal buckets and walked until he found a farmhouse. It was no closer than the other, even a bit farther, but worth padding the hoof a few extra steps. The well he'd been using belonged to a hunchback widow. The woman who appeared in this doorway wore her hair in a similar tight bun and draped herself in the same sort of flower cloth dress, but she looked to be in her mid-20s, like Sinclair. 2 weeks would pass before they got beyond this farmhouse. Perhaps another 2 weeks before the next well. Plenty of time to quench a different kind of thirst. As he entered the yard, the woman looked past the barn to a field where a man and his draft horse were plowing. The woman gave a brisk whistle, and the farmer paused and looked their way. Sinclair stopped beside the well, but did not set the buckets down.
"What you want?"
the woman said, not so much a question as a demand.
"Water," Sinclair answered. "We've got a chain gang working on the road."
"I'd have reckoned you to bring water with you."
"Not enough for 10 men all day."
The woman looked out at the field again. Her husband watched but did not unloop the rein from around his neck. The woman stepped onto the 6 nailed together planks that looked more like a raft than a porch. Firewood was stacked on one side, and closer to the door an axe leaned between a shovel and a hoe. She let her eyes settle on the axe long enough to make sure he noticed it. Sinclair saw now that she was younger than he'd thought. Maybe 18, at most 20. More girl than woman.
"How come you not to have chains on you?"
"I'm a trustee," Sinclair said, smiling. "A prisoner, but one that can be trusted."
"And all you want is water?"
Sinclair thought of several possible answers. "That's what they sent me for."
"I don't reckon there'd be any money in it for us,"
the girl asked. "Nope, just gratitude from a bunch of thirsty men, and especially me for not having to haul it so far."
"I'll have to ask my man," she said. "Stay here in the yard."
For a moment, he thought she might take the axe with her. As she walked into the field, Sinclair studied the house, which was no bigger than a fishing shack. The dwelling appeared to have been built in the previous century. The door opened with a latch, not a knob, and no glass filled the window frames. Sinclair stepped closer to the entrance and saw 2 ladder-backed chairs and a small table set on a punch-in floor. Sinclair wondered if these apple knockers had heard they were supposed to be getting a new deal.
"You can use the well,"
the girl said when she returned.
"But he said you need to forget one of them pails here next time you come asking for water."
Worth it, he figured, even if Vickery took the money out of Sinclair's own pocket, especially with no sign up ahead of another farmhouse. It would be $0.50 at most, easily made up with 1 slick deal in a poker game. He nodded and went to the well, sent the rusty bucket down into the dark. The girl went up on the porch but didn't go inside.
"What you in prison for?"
"Thinking a bank manager wouldn't notice his teller slipping a few bills in his pocket."
"Whereabouts?"
"Raleigh."
I ain't never been past Asheville,
the girl said.
How long you in for?
5 years. I've done 16 months. Sinclair raised the bucket, water leaking from the bottom as he transferred its contents. The girl stayed on the porch, making sure that all he took was water. You lived here long?
Me and Chet been here a year,
the girl said.
I grew up across the ridge yonder.
You two live alone, do you?
We do,
the girl said.
But there's a rifle just inside the door, and I know how to beat it.
I'm sure you do, Sinclair said. You mind telling me your name, just so I'll know what to call you?
Lucy Sorrels.
He waited to see if she'd ask his. Mine's Sinclair, he said when she didn't.